The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
Burt Show listener Allison here has very open conversations with her 14-year-old daughter and her sons also about sex. They just let it all hang out, man. And it's pretty interesting to hear, at least for me as a dad, because as I said before, I really don't have any blueprint in this area at all. Mm-hmm. My mom never talked to me about it. My dad never talked to me about it. And I'm still in a bit of a panic even before Hayden comes home and asks me about it. So this has all been great stuff for me to hear. Totally great stuff.
Do you feel like you'll be more open with him about it?
Yeah, Allison and I were just talking about this. She said, boys are so different than girls are. But I mean, the openness, I think, remains the same, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's the whole thing, is that you want to be as open. My son has come to me with other issues about, you know, his life because I've kept that dialogue in a non-judgment. Not that there aren't consequences. You teach that there are life consequences to your actions. That's what your job, you know, to me as a parent is if you do this, this is the consequence. Like, you know, for girls, if you have sex, you're going to be attached. You're going to be emotional. This is, you know, these are the consequences to that action.
So Allison recorded her conversations with her 14-year-old daughter and here's some of it.
Wait, about like STDs and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you only get an STD from like having sex?
No, I mean,
you can get it like any time.
Well, I mean, mostly, yes, having sex, like, if, you know, like, herpes, like, cold sores that people have on their mouth, if somebody was to, you know, and they had a cold sore on their mouth, then you would get it on your genitals, and that would suck.
I don't have genitals.
Yes, you do. You just have a female genitals. Yes, exactly. No, it's just genital area. There's female genitals and there's male genitals.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that gives you a great snapshot of their innocence right there.
She's like, but I don't have those. And you're like, no, honey, you do.
She's so age appropriate, you guys. You know, and that's what part of this is that I don't want her corrupted by somebody else or some, you know, I mean, the rule in my house is there's no older dating. Like they've been told since they were cognizant, you can't, like we have her brother's 2 years older. There's no dating 2 years older. You know, you're not emotionally ready or prepared for being with a boy that's older than you are.
That's so true. My first boyfriend was way older than me.
Oh, way older.
And that was a big, big mistake.
Huge, huge.
And, I don't grow you up.
Oh, and that is for me the if you're a parent and you're letting your daughter date older, like we have some of my son's friends are dating older. Like he's a sophomore now in high school and when they were freshmen, there were a few girls dating seniors. Nothing good is going to come of that, people.
No, a freshman and senior,
nothing.
No.
I was in eighth grade and had a junior boyfriend.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
And
not good.
Oh, really not good.
Well, because you're so impressionable at that age, and all you want to do is be cool and accepted and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I love your rule in your house that your daughter can have a quote-unquote boyfriend who's 14 because she's 14. Mm-hmm. And, like, as long as they are 8... What is that 14-year-old boy going to do?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And then they're on the same age. Right. Like, I think that is the coolest rule, and I've never heard of that before, but I think it's fantastic rule for anybody's house.
Yeah. Jennifer has a question for you. Hey, Jennifer, you're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I do have a question because I have a daughter that's about to be 7. Real quickly, though, I just want to say, Melissa and Jen, y'all totally made my weekend by being able to meet you at Pride. That was awesome.
Oh, awesome. Aww. Thank you.
But yeah, how do you start that kind of dialogue? Because, you know, I mean, there have been times that I have walked into her room and I know that she is curious and has been, you know, kind of trying to pleasure herself. And, you know, I completely believe in openness and in honesty, and I think that's the only way to go. So how do you start that that open dialogue at such a young age, letting them know that, hey, it's okay to come to me without them thinking, like I guess a lot of the callers that you guys were getting saying, oh, yeah, my parents think we have an open relationship, but we really don't.
Yeah, yeah. You know, at seven, you know, I think I remember when they were at that age that I sat them down, like I had some books, you know, and I just said, okay, I want to have kind of a private conversation with you and just to make sure you understand, you know, I'm sure kids are saying a few things and they might get embarrassed. But again, I just kind of look, I laugh. I'm like, you're going to have to talk to me about it with a laugh and, you know, and start that off with maybe not having the conversation that day. Laura Berman I found this whole interview with Dr. Laura Berman on the Oprah website. If you do a search for, you know, how to talk to your kid about sex, she has a whole video, a whole strategy. There's a handbook, a guide to that mm-hmm. you can download, that she's probably the more technical expert on specific questions for your specific kid. I rolled with it. I just trusted communication. I trusted myself to be able to say the right thing to her, and I trusted my relationship with her because I just love her so much and want the best for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I know that I'll have a couple of things. There's a couple of good books on the American Girl website that'll help, too, for younger girls.
Okay, wow.
I right. probably have a dial for that.
But as far as, like, anything I couldn't ask my mom, like, she would be kind of open with me, but my brother helped me a lot. He's 9 years older. Mm-hmm.
I'd be a little nervous about that.
Well, no, I'm with you. My sister's 10 years older. My brother's 8 years older than I am. And I'd say my sister did a lot to help me growing up because she was the one that said, look, use protection. Come to me. If you decide that this is the time you want to do that, then you come to me and get it from me, because she knew that mom and dad were not going to talk about, you know, contraception and everything. So I think that, yeah, having older siblings can be a huge benefit. It depends on the older siblings, of course, you know, mm-hmm. but at least she sounds like she has a cool older brother, and I had cool older, you know, siblings when it came to that. They just didn't know I wasn't going to need contraception.
Wasn't pregnancy that you needed to be worried about.
Pregnancy was not the issue for me.
Allison, I'm assuming you would not endorse having the brother pick up the slack on the sex talk.
Actually, I have three younger brothers, and we talk about it all the time.
This is another Allison. Yeah, this is Allison, our listener.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I actually, it was very funny, you know, we started talking about, there's the thing about orgasm, I don't know if it got played all the way through, but she actually asked me about diagrams. I was like, well, maybe we need to have the orgasm diagram. So I had a client who is a pure romance expert, right? Mm-hmm. So there's books in the Pure Romance catalog. If y'all don't know what Pure Romance is, go to pureromance.com. It's a whole female-oriented sex toy company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun, and it makes it okay and comfortable and funny and very girly oriented mm-hmm. Company. So there's books in there, and one of them has How to Tickle Your Fancy, right? So it's the guide to, you know, how to pleasure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, the whole question is like, oh God, do I even know how to explain to you how to have an orgasm? Like, I don't know if I could actually do that. Like, I don't know. So this book gives the chapters on how to do it. And the first three are probably appropriate for her. The other ones, I'm like, give it back to me after you read chapter three. And
of course, then she wants to go right to four.
But what she does is I'm handing her the book, and Zach's like, my son, he's like, what? And she goes, maybe you ought to read it. Maybe you need to learn how to pleasure a woman at some point.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, and that, so they have dialogue about it. I mean, my son and my daughter, they're really cute. And yes, we had the talk with them together.
Wow.
And so that they, you know, we have an amazing relationship. And I wish that for everybody. I mean, my kids are such good kids.
Here's another Allison. Hey, Allison, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, when I was younger, I actually got the talk when I was about 8 years old. I mean, there were some extenuating circumstances in my particular case, but when my mom realized that I was getting kind of curious about it, she was also my Girl Scout leader. And she actually held a three-day class with parent permission, of course, written consent, with my Girl Scout troop, and she had nurses come in and talk to us about, you know, different things that went on, and that was, like, really helpful. And then, like, throughout...
The patch look was like, great.
Yeah, right. Cooking.
Yeah, like, she had nurses, like, because, you know, we were, like, the whole, like, puberty thing, we had to talk about all that before we could get into, like, the stuff. But, like, I grew up in a very religious background. I don't necessarily, you know, do any of that anymore. But, you know, my mom was never, like, we were taught, you know, abstinence, but she also taught us about, like, contraceptives and birth control and things of that nature. And I thought it was good for me. I waited until I was 19, and I'm so glad that I didn't have any relationships like that in high school, because I don't think that I would have been ready for it. And good gracious, how many girls are pregnant in my high school? It was ridiculous. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to have anything to do with any of that. And so, like, I was just grateful that, you know, my mom, like, and I, we talked about it. I mean, we didn't have as open conversations as the other Allison and her daughter, but it was still helpful.
Remember, her mom held a 3-day seminar.
As long as you leave that communication open, aww, your kids will be better able to make appropriate decisions.
That's right. It right there. That's fantastic.
I told you guys before that I have a friend in Dallas. I mean, and the guilt that he was laying on his daughter without, I don't even think, knowing it, that she used to, they signed a purity.
Yeah.
The purity ring.
It wasn't a ring. It was like a purity.
It's like a commitment.
Commitment.
It's like the contracts. The dances. So where you go with your father to the purity dance.
She had it hung over her bed.
Offended by that.
So because every night before she'd go to bed, she'd have this purity contract.
Yeah. And I think the difficult part is they're not doing the same thing with their sons.
Yeah,
right.
Like he didn't have a son,
I mean, if he had a son the same age, would his son have to sign a purity pledge?
No.
It's like, why is it the girl's responsibility? That is what's frustrating about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's more, but.
Hey, what? Michelle. Yeah. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bird Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Allison. I just want to give you a big ups because what you're doing with your kids is the best thing that you can do.
Thank you.
Have open communication, dialogue. Let them know what's out there, what's right, what's wrong. And I'm sure you're the same on other topics like drugs and, you know, your son who's driving. Just if parents did that, kids would be more aware and maybe there would be less teen pregnancies because I see it rising now instead of that number falling. I see it rising in this day and age when everything is out there and open. Mm-hmm. Parents, people are still holding back and not talking to them. And you should think about bringing your philosophy to the school system. You might be able to do a program that goes around to the schools.
Well, what's interesting that you say that is that we actually do inner beauty workshops. Like, my company is called Authentic Beauty, and we actually have a project called a nonprofit initiative called Project Authentic Beauty. Now, it's not about sex, but the number one thing Dr. Berman says is to teach healthy self-esteem, is to teach your kid to love themselves. Mm-hmm. And to not look outside of themselves for that self-love.
Because
you're not going to be looking outside yourself. And she screamed at me last night, my daughter, that I must come to her middle school. Like, she was like, when are you coming? I can't listen to these girls anymore say how they can't stand themselves. And
it seems like such a conservative state, though. Like, I can't see them green lighting.
Well, it's not, you make an open dialogue. You're not talking about, I certainly wouldn't be going in talking about actually open sex like that.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a dialogue about loving yourself and creating that. I mean, we have 93% of women on this planet don't like themselves, like, or don't think that they're beautiful.
That's in every state. Mm-hmm. That's not just in Georgia.
Right.
And one last thing I was thinking about, you say your daughter's 14, correct?
Yeah.
It made me think about when I was 15 and was sitting in the classroom and there was a girl in front of me and she had her calendar open before class started. And I looked down and I saw on that day there were 3 stars next to the date. And there were stars on several days in the calendar. And I just said, well, what are those stars for? And she said, those are every time I've had sex. She'd already had sex 3 times that morning.
Before
she came to school. Her boyfriend came to her house.
God.
Wow.
Before they came to school when we were 15.
Whoa. Allison, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks,
You're
guys,
awesome.
For having me.
I'd like to hear more.
Yeah,
yes.
I really would.
Right.
Like, the next time you guys have that talk, if she's open to it.
Yeah, she's totally. I mean, guys, we'll just figure it out off air how we want to go because there's so much more information that I dug up. And she definitely, I can't believe I'm so proud of her because I just, the self-esteem that she has, it almost makes me want to cry just thinking about it.
She didn't get that by luck. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
All right, we'll have you guys both in again for sure.
All right.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Sherwin-Williams summer sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.